This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back once again with another beautiful sunnah that has been forgotten or neglected by many people, and it is time to revive it. It is the sunnah of whenever it rains, you go out, you remove some of your clothes and maybe your hat, your turban, and you expose your body to the rainfall. What? I thought only the kids do that. They have fun whenever it rains, whenever it snows, and they go out to play in the garden and in the park, right? But actually, this is a sunnah, but not just to play. I will tell you why. Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu an, said once we were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it started raining all of a sudden. So he started removing some of his garments. Then he exposed his body to the rain. So we said, O Prophet of Allah, why did you do that? We know that the kids do that, but why did you do that? Is there any significance in this practice? He said, yes. إِنَّهُ حَدِيثُ عَهْدٍ بِرَبِّهِ. It had just recently come from his Lord. From its Lord, the rainfall. You know, it did not mess up with our sins. It did not hang around on our earth. You know, when it evaporated and it formed a cloud, it's been there with the Almighty Allah in the sky. And then when the Almighty Allah allowed the rain to fall, so the Prophet ﷺ perceived it as pure, has not been contaminated yet. You know, that's why when we begin our salah, whether nafila or fard prayers, after we say Allahu Akbar, we say Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna dhunubi kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqqini min khatayaya kama yunqa thawbu al-abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma ighsilni min khatayaya bil-thalji wal-ma'i wal-barad. So we ask Allah the Almighty to wash us off of our sins with the snow, al-thalj, والماء, the water, the rain, والبرد, the dough, because they're all freshly have been with the Almighty Allah. They have not been contaminated with our sins. So the rain water is pure, besides the fact that it can be definitely used for further purification, to lift the minor or major impurity and take shower out of it, or even to drink it. It is also pure in respect to purifying oneself. And when Allah the Almighty sent down the rain on the companions of the Prophet ﷺ prior to the battle of Badr, in order to purify their hearts, to take the ridges of shaitan away from them, and to descend upon them sakina. In any case, the rainfall is a sign of mercy from the Almighty Allah. To the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered the time of the rainfall one of the best times to supplicate and make dua, because one's dua is most likely and more worthy to be accepted during the rainfall. Why? Because when Allah the Almighty allows the rain to fall on earth, this is a sign that of His mercy. And whenever Allah the Almighty is descending His mercy, so take advantage and ask more. Do you remember the sunnah now? Whenever it is rainfall, remove your hat, remove your some of your clothes, expose some of your body to the rainfall, because it is pure and it had just recently come from the Almighty Allah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.